From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 2nd, 2018. This week, we're joined by guest host Salha Habiba, the Spring 2018 intern at the Virginia Water Resources Research Center.
This week, imagine yourself at my annual dinner celebrating water, where guests are calling out water mystery words. Have a listen for about 20 seconds and see if you can guess what the topic of conversation was.
Algae.
Aquatic insects.
Fish.
Coliforms.
Dissolved oxygen.
Nitrogen.
pH.
Temperature.
Turbidity.
If you guessed that we were talking about water quality monitoring, then you're a water quality monitoring expert. All of the words you just heard were different properties we test for in streams, lakes, or estuaries. Scientists often refer to measured properties as parameters. Water quality monitoring typically consists of three areas of measurements: biological, chemical, and physical. Biological monitoring uses the presence, absence, numbers, or condition of various organisms to indicate environmental conditions. Of the words just called out, algae, aquatic insects, fish, and coliforms are all organisms used to monitor water quality. A particular important area of biological monitoring is testing for bacteria, which includes coliforms. Coliforms are used as indicators of possible sewage contamination because they are found in human and animal feces. Coliform presence indicates the potential presence of pathogenic or disease-causing bacteria or viruses that also live in human and animal digestive systems. Some other groups of organisms used in biological monitoring are aquatic plants and mollusks. Chemical monitoring assesses whether water contains various chemical substances that affect aquatic health. Remember when you heard the words dissolved oxygen, nitrogen, and pH? These are examples of chemical parameters. Chemical monitoring can test for substances that organisms need, such as dissolved oxygen, as well as for potentially harmful substances, called pollutants or contaminants. For example, chemical contaminants are one of the complex water quality issues facing the Chesapeake Bay. Some other chemical parameters are biochemical oxygen demand, total solids, and metals. Lastly, physical monitoring focuses on non-living and non-chemical attributes of water, as well as tangible, structural materials that affect water bodies. You heard two physical monitoring words, temperature and turbidity. Temperature affects rates of biological and chemical processes. Turbidity is a measure of how much sediment water carries, which can affect organisms' physiology and reproduction. Some other physical parameters are flow, depth, stream bottom materials, and streamside vegetation. Thanks to Blacksburg Friends for lending their voices to this episode. We hope this introduction to the biological, chemical, and physical perspectives of water quality monitoring will help citizens make informed decisions about Virginia's waters.
For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org. or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.